Well, Merry Christmas, church family. Can we just, I know we've been clapping a lot already, but we've had folks practicing dances for weeks. We've had, just the kids, by the way, nobody else is practicing dances. We've had people here all morning making hot chocolate and apple cider. We've had so much work go into this morning. Can we just do one more round of applause for everybody who helped make today happen? We greatly look forward every year to our Christmas service where we do a family service where we love having the kids in here with us. And because of what we do on Christmas Eve, this is our Christmas service here this morning. And so welcome. If this is not your church home, we're thrilled that you decided to celebrate Christmas with us here today. We hope that you enjoy yourself and feel right at home. And so I want to begin this morning by reading a portion of the Christmas story. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary as his wife, and Joseph named him Jesus. Well, we are here today to celebrate the real, true Christmas. The version of Christmas that is the actual reason for Christmas, the story of historical reality that there was a God who sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be born into this world to save us from our sins. And yet the meaning of Christmas can often be pushed to the side at this time of year. If anyone has encountered distractions during the Christmas season, can I see a show of hands? You've been distracted by long lines in the shopping malls, and you've been distracted by trying to arrange a family get-together, and there's so many things pulling at our attention on Christmas that it often blocks out the noise of the true story. And if we're honest to ourselves, we would actually all agree in this room, I believe, that Christmas has drifted away from Christ. And yet you are here in this place because there's a part of you that wants Christ at the center of Christmas. That you want to keep Christ at the center because our culture has made a big deal about Christmas. And you know what? In many ways, I'm grateful for that because that means that there's a great opportunity for us to get the message out and for us to remind people of why we celebrate this great season of Christmas. In our own homes, we want to keep Christ at the center, and yet it's hard to sift through all of the other distractions and the noise of Christmas. And then there's the reality that there are many homes around the world and here in Canada where there will be many people this Christmas that have no regard for Christ. That they will walk through today and tomorrow and Christmas Day and the entire Christmas season without a single regard for a baby named Jesus who was born into this world. Now the reality is the more that I was thinking about that I was thinking that our Christmas today is actually very similar to the very first Christmas. See, we've read the Christmas story so many times that we can actually deceive ourselves. We can trick ourselves into thinking that everybody knew the Christmas story, that everybody knew that there was this significant person being born on Christmas Day, because we hear the story of a great star that was shining so brightly that a group of wise men traveled for months and months and months to find this newborn baby. We read about the shepherds being visited by an angel who would show up to bring good news of great joy for all people. And we hear about a king, King Herod, who was so jealous at the announcement of another king being born that he wanted to find baby Jesus and have him killed. We picture Mary and Joseph in a barn, surrounded by unlikely visitors. And we trick ourselves into thinking that everybody knew that a Savior had been born. The reality was that the great majority of the population of planet Earth had no idea that Jesus had been born that night. There were inns surrounding them filled with people traveling for a census that had no idea that a Savior had just been born. Now, fast forward a couple thousand years into today, and the message of Christmas has actually spread throughout the world. The great majority of the world has been told about the Christmas story. And yet there are people in this world and many people in Canada who will have no regard for Christ this Christmas. And it's not because they're bad people, and it's not because they don't have love in their hearts, and it's not because they don't want to do great things with their life. It's because they have not been reminded that Christmas is history. Folks, this isn't a church story. This is history. Jesus Christ was born to save us from the sins of the world. Even though that's true, that many people would live their lives not having any regard for Jesus Christ, even thousands of years later, even though the word has gone out and many people will not celebrate Christ this Christmas, I say all of that to say this morning, Jesus still came. Think about that. Knowing that many, many, many people would have no regard for Jesus Christ, he still came. Knowing that many people would live their lives as if Jesus didn't exist, he still came. Knowing that many people would become offended at the name of Jesus, you know, we live in a country here in Canada where many people are offended at the name of Jesus. And knowing that that would be the case, Jesus still came. He came to die for you and me. Why? Because he loves you. And his love for you is greater than any hatred that man has towards him. So why would God send his one and only son to give his life for a people whom many, many would reject? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus looked at you and he considered you to be worth it. Which sounds very unlikely. Because we look at God who is perfect and we look at a people who are so imperfect, and we would think logically that God would find very little worth and value in little old me. And yet when God looks at you, he sees such incredible worth and such incredible value that he decided to send his son to save you from yourself. God looks at us and he calls us worthy. Now we ascribe, we identify worth based on how much you're willing to pay for something, right? If the shirt that you're wearing had a price tag on it of $30, it's because the company decided that people were willing to pay $30 for that shirt. If a $1,000 computer is $1,000, it's because the company decided that people were willing to spend $1,000. If your car costs $20,000, then it's because the company decided that they determined that you were willing to spend $20,000. This is how pricing works. This is how you identify something's worth and something's value. And I'm sure we have some educated folks in the room who have done their fair share of shopping. Anyone spend some time shopping in the last couple months, weeks, or days? Maybe yesterday, right? Just some last minute Christmas shopping. Who here is an expert shopper? Show of hands. Like you're good. You're good at shopping, right? A few of you in the room. Okay. Well, I'm going to need your help because this morning we're going to do a little bit of Price is Right. Okay? Because I've been told by at least one person in this church that I look like Drew Carey. And when I say at least one, I mean only one. And when I say Drew Carey, I mean the slimmed down, lost a lot of weight, good-looking Drew Carey. Did I say Jim Carey? I meant Drew Carey. Drew Carey, not the 1990s bigger Drew Carey. And so we're going to do a little bit of Price is Right. So I need three volunteers. I need three contestants who will come up and join me on stage to help me out a little bit. Yeah, come on up. Absolutely. Who else? Come on, a few more. Jess, come on up here. Who else? Oh, where'd all my expert shoppers go? They all disappeared when they had to come up on stage. Ethan, come on up here. All right, let's give these folks a round of applause. All right. Okay, so have you all seen The Price is Right? No, that was cool a long time ago. You're making me feel old here. Okay, so what we're going to do is you have to make a guess. You're trying to get as close to the actual retail price as possible without going over. So you don't want to guess too high. You want to stay on the low side of things. So you're all going to see one item, and then whichever one of you gets the closest number, you get to stick around for a little bit more. Okay, so here's our first item. Here you see it up on the screen, the Eunuch Mantis Q drone. Okay, this is one of those drones that you can fly around here. This can capture 4K video in high resolution. It has 3-axis sensor-driven image stabilization. I have no idea what that means, but it sounds good. It has return home and intelligent flight mode, which intelligent flight mode, I believe, is when you're not operating it. That's funny. Okay, all right. We're going to try and guess as close as you can. Ethan, we're going to start with you. So you're going to give me a number, how much you think it costs, but try not to be over the actual retail price. All right, $500. Was that your guess there, Gabriel?
So, $59.99 plus tax.
$59.99. So, $1,500.
Yeah. So, wait.
$1,500? No.
So, $59.99. So, $50.99.
Gotcha.
Plus tax.
Gotcha. Plus tax. Absolutely. Don't forget that HST. Jessica. $725. So we got $725, we've got $50, and we've got $500. The actual retail price is $449. Gabriel, you have got it. You can stay up here. You guys can grab a seat. Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Christmas. Okay, so we're going to play a game. It's Gabriel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gabriel, we're going to play a game called More or Less. Okay, so if you guys know Price is Right, you know this game, More or Less. So we're going to give you another product in a second. It's going to go up there, and I'm going to give you a price. And all you have to do is tell me if you think that the actual retail price is more, is higher, or less, lower. Does that make sense? Okay, first item here is the SodaStream Sparkling Water Maker. This turns boring, yucky tap water into delicious carbonated water. Okay, so I am going to give you a price of $190. So the question is, do you think that the actual price of this is more than $190 or less than $190? You can take insights from the crowd here.
Less,
you are correct. It's $149. You are correct. No, he's peeking at the next one here. He's a smart guy. Why do I have to ask all of you when I could look at the pastor's notes? Okay, next item here is an LED color-changing shower head, which who would not want one of these, right? So I'm going to give you a price of $89. $89, you have to tell me if you think that it is worth more or less than $89 for an LED shower head. You can take opinions from the crowd here. A little bit more. All right. It is actually only $20.99. It is less. So all of you who got a little excited there, you can pick one of these. I'll send you a link on how to buy that later today. Okay, you can stick around. This is the last one. Here we go. Last item. This is an arcade machine coffee table. Okay? This, you can play Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Space Invaders, Frogger, and more. Now, technically, it's called a cocktail table, but this is church, so I made it a coffee table. Okay, so we're all good there. Okay, so I'm going to give you a price of $1,500. $1,500, do you think it is worth more or less?
Less. Probably less.
Less. Well, you will be disappointed. It is $19.99, almost $2,000 if you want one of these bad boys. But thank you so much, Gabriel. Let's give Gabriel a round of applause for you, sir. Thanks for playing. So, okay, we've determined something here. We've determined that you are pretty good at figuring out how much something is worth. That you can look at something and you can determine whether or not you think something has great value or not so much value. And this is how God discovered how much value you have in his eyes. Let's all read John 3:16 together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God put a price tag on your life, and your value in his eyes is absolutely priceless. It is the price of the Son of God. He gave his Son Jesus to die for you because you have immeasurable worth in the eyes of God. And so I say this every year, and I'll probably never stop saying it. You ready? Christmas is not about family. Christmas is not about presents. Christmas is not about time off work, and it's not about traveling, and it's not about doing fun things. Christmas is about Jesus. Christmas is about the reality that God so loved the world that he gave you the greatest gift of all. And that gift is not a fairy tale. This gift is not a churchy story to talk about on Sunday mornings. This gift is a gift that should transform your life forever. And it's the gift of Jesus Christ. That you can live a life where you surrender your life to him. And I know this sounds like a sales pitch, and I know this sounds churchy, but it will change your life forever. If you surrender your life to Jesus, it will change your life forever. So I want to ask you today, I want to ask you this Christmas to make a decision today to make your Christmas about Jesus. Not that you can't spend time with family, and not that you can't have presents, and not that you can't decorate cookies in the church cafe before church, but that you make this Christmas, that you set aside time on Christmas Day to set your mind on Jesus. To read the Christmas story with your family, and to talk about the greatest gift of all, that Jesus Christ came to save you from your sins. Would you bow your heads with me this morning and let me pray for you? Heavenly Father, I thank you for your presence in this place today. God, I thank you for the gift of Jesus. And Lord, in this room, our heart's desire is to make Christmas about Christ. And so we thank you, Father, for that gift of Jesus. We set our hearts in alignment with yours today. And God, I ask that you would do a work in all of our hearts this morning, Lord, that we would have an experience in this place, Father, that we would have a reminder to know that every good thing in our lives is a gift from you, God, and that our desire is to serve you, not just at Christmas time, not just when it's snowing, not just when we have that sense of Christmas cheer, but God, we want to serve you all the days of our lives. And so we thank you for today. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.